بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on the book of Ar-Riqaq, the softening of the hearts, and we have reached the chapter in Sahih al-Bukhari entitled Babun, chapter قول الله تعالى, the saying of Allah the Most High, يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق. O mankind, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true one. Okay, this is the title, and this is what's going to be discussed. And Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah put this title, Babun, chapter. This is before Hadith 441. You know, this is the title of the chapter under which some narrations will fall. Babun, chapter, Qawlullah ta'ala, Ya ayyuhan nasu, Inna wa'adallahi haqqun. O men, certainly the promise of Allah is true. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. He cited the verse in Surah 35, verses 5-6. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورُ. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوًا فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُو حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. O mankind, verily the promise of Allah is true. So let not this present life deceive you, and let not the chief deceiver, Shaitan, Satan, deceive you about Allah. Surely Shaitan is an enemy to you, so treat him as an enemy. He only invites his hizb, his followers, or his party, his followers, that they may become the dwellers of the blazing fire. The explanation of this, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna wa'da Allahi haqq, O mankind, this addressing is to entire mankind. Even the kafir falls under this address, is included. And this direction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is because this life is a deceiving one, the life of this world. It deceives the kafir as well, it deceives the believer. And the statement of Allah, the promise of Allah is true, إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقْ, comprises His promise and His threat. His promises and His threats. His promise to the people of righteous deeds, promising them of the abundant reward and in paradise. And His wa'id, His threat, to the people of evil doing, a punishment and hellfire. And the saying of Allah, haqq, true, meaning affirmed and real and occurring. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. This is the point of evidence from this chapter. So don't be deceived by this present life, because this life is deceiving. Deceives man and deludes him. What is intended by this life? What is intended by this dunya, this life? The answer is that which is denoted by Allah in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 14. زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا. A beautified for men is the love of things they covet, women, children, much of gold and silver, branded beautiful horses, cattle and well-tilled land. This is the pleasure of the present world's life. But Allah has the excellent return with Him. All that which is in this life is comprised in this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse. This is the matah, this is the pleasure of this life. Because man may be deceived by, allured by the wealth, by woman, by prestige and status, also by that which he mounts, cars and so forth. Also by that which he dwells. So many are the things that deceive man in this life. And this verse is general. لا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا. So don't let the present life deceive you. ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. And let not the chief deceiver, shaitan, deceives you. This is the shaitan, the deceiver, the gharur. As indicated, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. Because surely shaitan, Satan, is an enemy to you. So therefore this also deceives shaitan. And this may comprise the shaitan of mankind. Shayateen al-ins, the shaitan from mankind, from men, and shayateen al-jinn, and those from jinn. The shaitan of jinn is that from the unseen, which we don't see, but we know of its influence. We know of its influence and its effects. And the shaitan of man is evident. They are the callers by the gates of hell. We seek refuge in Allah from this. As in the hadith of Hudhaifa radiyallahu anhu, du'a ala abwaabi jahannam, callers by the gates of hell. Man ajabahum, whoever responds to them, قذفوه فيها, they will cast him therein. Many are the callers to Jahannam, والعياذ بالله, especially in our times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Surely shaitan, Satan, is an enemy to you, so treat him as an enemy. Here there is information and there is command. The information is that shaitan is an enemy to you. And the command is entailed by this information. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. So take him as an enemy. Take him as a real enemy. Because if we take him as a real enemy, then we will not be deceived by him. If he orders us, we disobey. And if he commands us, we oppose him. Because he is an enemy. An enemy that would not command you by that which is beneficial to you. Never. And will not call you to refrain from that which is harmful to you. But rather he calls you to abstain from that which is good for you and beneficial for you. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next part of this verse, he said, إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. He only invites his hizb to be from the, so that they will be from the, become from the dwellers of the blazing fire. يعني من أصحاب النار, specifically from the dwellers of hell. And from this we may know, and we can know, the commands of shaitan. We can know the commands of shaitan. How? Anything that necessitates sin and punishment, then it is from the command of Shaitan. We should write this down, and this is a very strong reminder to us. Anything which entails sin and punishment, then this is from the command of Shaitan. So he calls his followers, his party, to be from the dwellers of the blazing fire. So therefore, any call in you, which you feel, within you, inviting you to abandon an obligation, or to commit the haram, what is unlawful, then know that it is from Shaitan. Then know that it is from Shaitan, and therefore then you stay away from it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna ash-shaytana lakum aduwwun fattakhidhuhu aduwwan." Verily, Shaitan is an enemy to you, then take him as your enemy. And this foundation, it's not hidden from anyone. So if someone tells you, "Well, I don't see Satan, the response, the criteria, is already explained by Allah and made clear by Allah the Most Mighty, the Most Magnificent, in His book. And that is, whenever you feel from yourself an inclination to sin, then know that this is from the command of Shaitan. So oppose it. Is that clear? Many people ask, how? This is the criteria. This is the foundation. Now then comes another question. Then what is the difference between the command of Shaitan and the command of the self-inciting evil? How we can distinguish between the two? You understand? You understand the question? And the answer, in origin, the self-inciting evil is commanded by the command of Shaitan. Why? Because it commands what Shaitan commands. Is that clear? In origin, the self that commands or incites evil is commanded by Shaitan's command. Why? Because it commands what Shaitan commands. Clear? Yes. Evil. طيب, question. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَدْعُو حِزْبَهُ. He only invites his hizb. His followers, his party. But what about when he whispers to the believer? The believer is not from his followers. You understand the question? The answer. Since he commands his followers to be from the dwellers of hell, this means every call necessitating punishment, then it is a call, an invitation from shaitan. Why? Because we know that he only invites for that. But the mentioning of his followers, that is because his followers are those who accept all that which he commands. But other than his followers, they may accept and they may not accept. You understand? You see that? You understand? Every call to the fire is from Shaitan, and he only invites for that. The mentioning of his followers in this verse means that his followers are those that accept what he commands. Those who are not his followers may accept or may not. Also, also, the Hizb followers of the party could be a complete Hizb, and it could be a Hizb in relation to agreement, even in partial sense. You understand? Even in a partial sense. So, for example, if you help someone concerning a particular matter, though you don't help him in the rest of his affairs, then you are a hizb to him in this mas'ala. Then you are a hizb, you know, a party with him in this particular issue, or on this particular issue. You understand? Clear? Okay. The example. So, you know, you may be a party with someone, not totally, but partially. You may give aid to a person in one of his affairs, though you may not in the rest of his affairs at all. Regarding this particular affair, you are a hizb to him. You are a party to him. You understand? والله تعالى أعلم وأعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.